And you can visit the Indigenous Film Festival this weekend in Pine Ridge. Willie White is a member of the Oglala Lakota Nation. He's also a Sundance Institute Fellow and an emerging Indigenous filmmaker, photographer, and entrepreneur. He's lead coordinator for the Indigenous Film Festival, and he joins us now from Pine Ridge. Willie White, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about this film festival and get some of the details up front. How long has it been going on?
Technically, it's been going on for, this will be a third year, but it will be the second year under the name Indigenous Film Festival. The first year was a pilot year to really test the waters and see if this was something that we could bring to the community.
And what did you learn that first year that inspired you and encouraged you to sort of keep going and do even more?
We found that, you know, people were really engaged and wanted to see films that, you know, were Indigenous made. And it was really exciting. The first year we went into it with really no budget. It was very sort of volunteer-led and organized on the ground. And it was really great. And, I mean, we continue that energy today. But we really found a place for, you know, this event to happen during this time of year. Pine Ridge has their annual powwow and fair and rodeo event, and it's just a great time to coincide with that. And as guests come, and especially as the state gets full with Sturgis Rally and all these wonderful events.
How does film sort of weave in with all that then, rodeo and powwow and, you know, tourism and all these things sort of mashed together? And what do you see the you know, potential of Native-made films contributing there?
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, for me as a filmmaker, film is such a powerful medium for storytelling. And I think a lot of the visitors that we get that come to the Pine Ridge Reservation and any reservation is they want to learn stories and hear the, you know, the Indigenous story from the people. And I think this is a great event and opportunity to not only see local filmmakers present their work, but also see Indigenous-made films from filmmakers across the United States and even the globe. Last year we had a film that we showed from filmmakers in Guam, and it was a good opportunity to not only showcase their film, but also expose our community to the diverse Indigenous communities globally.
Let's talk about what's on the lineup. What are some of the highlights?
Yeah, so we have this film called Waboos, and it's an Anishinaabe film. And it's a short film, and it's this story about a little boy who spends most of his days drawing and doing comic books, stuff like that, and he's really afraid to dance the upcoming powwow. And so he draws this superhero that embodies kind of sort of his desired self. And it's this really great mixed media of short film, narrative, and comic book illustration. And it's a really great film to showcase at this event. We also have a few documentaries from a filmmaker named Kyle Bell. And he did a few documentaries called Dig It If You Can, which is features, it's sort of a close-up and personal with an Indigenous artist named Stephen Paul Judd and the work that he's doing to sort of shape and reshape Indigenous art today, as well as a documentary that he made called Defend the Sacred, which came from Standing Rock and the events that happened there. We also have a local community member who's also a Sundance Fellow. Her name is Rizal Benelli. She's both Oglala and Diné Navajo, and we're showing two of her films. One of the films was supported by Sundance, and the other was a thesis project that she did. And so it's really great to support her, as well as some other local artists like Brian Parker. We're showing a music video that he did. And so it's really a diverse selection of films, from documentaries, short films. We have one feature documentary, which is really great. And the great thing about this event is that, you know, in our beginning stages, we really wanted to do this event outside, and so we will be screening these films soon as the sun sets on an outdoor screen, thanks to our partners who put on the Black Hills Film Festival. We developed a really great relationship with them, and so we really thank them and appreciate them for giving us the equipment that we need to make this happen.
How did you and your team really find some of these great great films and sort of make those selections? Do you have an overall sense of what you really wanted to represent, this sort of overall narrative or story that you were telling through all these individual selections?
In these beginning years, we're exploring what, you know, exploring themes and exploring ideas and what that selection will look like. Because we screen, you know, in the evening time, you know, our time is really limited, and so we try to select films that from emerging filmmakers, but also this year we did a open call for submissions online, and we're able to select three films from that. And we really want to support emerging filmmakers that are really paving the way, as well as those that are just starting. And it was really great to do the open call and see what came in and see the stories that are being told. And so as we go forward and as we develop and grow, we definitely want to explore not only expanding the runtime of the event, but also exploring the different contents and themes. And this year, we're really exploring not only sort of the creative films and the creative narratives that Indigenous filmmakers are doing, but also some of the documentaries that are surrounded by environmental issues, but also sort of reemergence of culture.
So. What stories or perspectives are you sort of longing to see? Are there stories that you still feel are really vastly undertold, or are you just looking for those individual stories and believe that everyone has a unique story that you'd like to hear?
I would say both. I think that as Indigenous people, you know, there's so much about our culture that kind of gets blended together with Hollywood films. And, you know, each Indigenous culture is very unique and very different. And to be able to showcase that through film and through storytelling and to have that platform to do that, I think really brings the diversity to Native peoples in the country and also in the state of South Dakota, because we are such a culturally rich state. And although our tribes and our languages are similar, a lot of our, you know, our tribal nations do things a little bit differently. And so it's really great to have those stories, whether it's personal, whether it's culturally based, be told, and to have a platform that showcases those. So,
if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Willie White. He's the lead coordinator for the Indigenous Film Festival. It's this weekend in Pine Ridge. And Willie, how hard is it to sort of, if someone loves film, to sort of break into that form of storytelling? What's the learning curve?
I think that with any industry, especially film, it's really about the network and the connections you make with people. And from my own personal perspective, you know, I grew up with not a lot of opportunities to pursue film. There wasn't a place to go or people to talk to who knew much about the film industry. And so it was sort of learning and finding my way as I got through college and began to make those connections. And so it becomes rather difficult when those opportunities aren't readily available, especially in a community that does face some hardships. And so, you know, it's definitely the network and the strength of the network. And I really hope that with this film festival, as we bring it to the community, we can establish those networks and create those contacts so that aspiring filmmakers who want to really jump into this know where to go and have someone to turn to who can then connect them with someone else and so on and so forth. And that's sort of how I found my way was making those connections.
What's your advice to a young filmmaker as far as making those connections and taking the next step? What do they need to do creatively? What do they need to do from a business perspective?
I think just going out and shooting whatever you can, whatever story that you are dreaming of or thinking about. I think that in today's time, it's so easy to, you know, pick up a camera, any type of camera, and tell stories and to find an audience, especially online. And I think the more content that you create, the more you build your strength as a filmmaker and your portfolio and what you have done, the more you're able to approach people who can really take your career to the next level. I think from a business standpoint, you just have to go out there and do it and really be serious about those connections you make, especially as you move up the ladder, so to speak, and really following through those connections and strengthening them and really showing yourself as determined to want to do this. It's definitely not easy, and it definitely does take time. I've been passionate about film since I was 13 years old, and I'm 27 now, and so it does take time to build yourself up to that and to discover yourself and what you're capable of.
All right, let's talk about the final details here. It's this weekend. What days, what time, and where do people find where to go?
Yeah, so the festival will be August 5th, and so it's Saturday. We will start screening as soon as sun sets, so about 8:30 or 9. We are located at the Sacred Heart Church parking lot in Pine Ridge, South Dakota, so we're right at the four-way, cannot be missed. And it's a free event, and so everyone is invited.
All right, the website is indigenousfilmfestival.org. Willie White has been my guest. Willie, we hope you'll come back and talk about your personal film career and the fellowship in the future for us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.